This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nom.com. And if you love your pet, which I know you do, you're going to want to feed them the finest pet food of all time by going to Nom.com. You can try out some of the finest food available to your beloved pet, your best friend. Everyone loves their dog. You can try out the beef mash, the chicken cuisine, the pork potluck, and turkey fare meals for your dog. And there's many, many more different recipes on there. If you love your dog, you're going to want to give them this food. It's absolutely amazing. It looks so damn good, I would eat it myself. And I'll tell you what, you can really not even tell by the love and affection that your dog gives you after they eat some of Nom's delicious food. You're going to see it as well because their fur looks so much sweeter, healthier, and just thicker and just fuller because I'll tell you what, the vitamins and the nutrition, all the good stuff is in this food that your dog needs to grow a healthy set of fur, live a long, healthy life, and be your best friend forever. You can also use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 50% off your first order and get free shipping for a limited time. Go to Nom.com and tell them the nerd sent you. This podcast is also brought to you by our friends over at Binoid.com, makers of the finest THC product on the market. They've been longtime sponsors of the show and also been providing me the greatest THC product on the market. I absolutely love Binoid. We've been with them for quite a while now, and they've been good to us, and oh my goodness, I love their product. I started off with the capsules, then I moved on to the vape pens, then I started rolling my own with the flower, then I got the pre-rolls because I got lazy. Doesn't matter. This stuff is absolutely amazing and will make you feel good in many different ways, mentally, physically, and it will just improve the quality of your life. You have to try this stuff out. It is changing the way people are living their lives. Binoid, Binoid.com, and also our sister website because it's so big. There's so much business. We had to open up another website, Blooms Hemp, BloomsHemp.com. You can get wax, dabs, pre-roll flower, capsules, you can get the cigarettes, you can get the pre-rolled blunts, you can get the vape cartridges, you can get the gummy bears, the gummy worms, the sour diesel patch, you can get the wax, the dabs, all the hoodads and all that shit. I don't even understand. There's so many different ways now to get THC in your system. It's blowing my mind. You can even get soda cans, seltzer with THC infused in it. This stuff will get you laced up. And I will also tell you a little secret here. We now have psychedelic mushrooms in three different flavors, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. This stuff will send you straight to heaven if you have a couple of bites. It is a phenomenal product. Very safe and secure, lab-tested THC. And, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We have mushrooms. I will say it again. This stuff is phenomenal. You have to check it out right now and use our code NERD to save 10% and get free shipping on any order at Binoid.com and Blooms Hemp.
On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of your often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I am one half of your dynamic duo of the nerds. I'm the nerd, and you are.
Nerdette.
And we're both a little beaten down today as we're recording this podcast. But I'm going to start off anyway by asking you, how the hell are you doing?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Feeling good? You should be feeling good. I bought you home a bowl of Chipotle, and that was your treat for the week. How was it?
It was good.
Yeah. I just wanted to get that out the top of the show because I'm sick and tired of you saying you never get Chipotle. So now people have it on record.
You have no excuse anymore. You work right next to it, so.
Yeah, and I got time to kill, man. I'm fucking leaving early. I'm like, just get me the fuck away from this place. So went and got some Chipotle today, and it was a really nice week, at least. Let's just start there because everyone knows now that we pre-recorded the shows last week, so we have a whole week's worth of shit to talk about. And boy, oh boy, there was a lot of action going on here. Where do you want to start?
Was there?
Yeah, across the street.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You started by waking me up the other morning because there was some action going on outside, and I'll let you take it from there.
Okay, that's not true. I didn't wake you up.
Well, you
were up.
I was laying in bed.
Right.
Monica. Me and Monica were asleep.
You're an idiot.
And you woke us up.
You weren't asleep.
Yes. Well, Monica was.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I went over to the kitchen sink, and a bunch of cops were out front. Across the street to this stupid scumbag bitch's freaking house.
Yeah.
Who always has the freaking cops over there. I don't understand it. So
How
I
many
texted
times?
you, and I'm like, well, cops across the street again. And within like seconds, you come barreling outside.
Half naked, the robe barely hanging on me.
I'm like, I don't know what's going on, because when I saw them, the cops must have just pulled up, because they were banging like loudly on her door, and she was not opening it.
And there were some out in the
And
field next to the house, in between the
they
two
were walking
houses.
around the house, they were looking in the windows, and this is like right before 7 a.m., like ass crack of dawn. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm looking, and I notice that her mailbox is on the ground in her lawn. And I'm like, what's going on? Finally she opens the door and stumbles out, and I'm like, oh my God. So I
Stumbled.
started videotaping immediately. I'm like, this bitch is drunk off her ass at 7 a.m. Mailbox is on the ground. Some shit went down.
But you were recording for her protection, just in case they were going to beat the shit out. You weren't being nosy.
Yeah, I was doing it for
It
her.
was her
It was
protection,
for
right?
her. It was for her. The white chick that she is. Yeah, I was protecting her
Just want to make sure
ass.
she's safe.
I don't know. But that's, yeah, that was yesterday, right? So that was Saturday
Yeah,
that
you
that would
left out
happen.
so much of the goodness here.
Well, because that's how it happened. That's what you
Well,
told
she
me, I'll
stumbled
start, and
out.
I started.
She was extremely fucking belligerent with the police. They tried to do the walking thing with her, whatever the fuck that test does. She couldn't do it. She was like
She comes
stumbling a little
out.
bit.
What the hell was she? What did Scotland call the shorts?
Coochie cutters.
Coochie cutters.
I don't know how the hell I remembered
Oh
that. I'm so freaking stoned right now. But
She
yeah.
comes out like this really small shirt and like booty shorts with
Booty
no ass,
shorts, dude.
no
Booty
shoes,
shorts.
and just stumbling everywhere. I took like four different videos of this shit going
Yeah.
down, because they were here for over an hour. I
Dude,
don't
it
know.
was a long thing, and the whole time she was drunk, and she was doing that thing that I'm sure every parent out there knows when you're trying to get your crying child to tell you what the hell they did wrong, and they're going, and they're trying to get their words out. She was doing that to the cop, and they offered her something like, "You want to come with us to the ambulance?" And she said, "No, fuck them," and spitting all over the place and shit. And so, like, all right, fine, bitch. And they handcuffed her and they got her in the car. And then she was freaking out. And then all of a sudden, she wants to go to the ambulance.
It took them like 45 minutes before they even put her in the car.
Yeah,
The
they
whole
tried.
time they were in the middle of the freaking street trying to get her to do the walk and to like follow their finger and like do all this fucking stupid shit. Like for 45 minutes they were in the middle of the road.
Extremely patient with her, which is like, okay. That was, I mean, a little overkill with them.
She was swaying, she was leaning, she was
Obviously fucking lit up. They found an open container. They went in her car. They poured the beer out from the open container in her car out in the street on camera, on their dash cam. They poured it out so they could, obviously see it.
They put her in the front seat of a truck, of a
She,
police truck.
yeah, jerking around. Her body's moving around and shit. And you're like, wait, she's being this disruptive. And you put her in her front fucking seat.
I don't know. That was like so
Yeah.
bizarre. That's so
Extremely
bizarre.
wild.
And no one came out of her house to help or see what's
Yeah.
going on or anything. Just left her ass out there
Those you
to
got like
fend for
15 motherfuckers
herself.
living there.
No one bothered to come the fuck out. We had the blinds completely drawn. Like, you can see us if you look in
Oh
our
yeah,
window.
but don't
We
give a
were
fuck.
on full display with the
Don't do
video
nothing stupid
camera.
if you don't want nobody watching, motherfucker.
Oh my
But that was
God.
definitely entertaining. She got taken in for the night. She was let out the next. She was let out today, actually, and they hit her with like 2250. It was a fine, and she's got to go to court still. So I mean, wild stuff. And I guess you were watching her and her mom try to put the fucking mailbox
Yeah,
back up that they knocked over
she
drunk.
came home today in the same clothes, no shoes. And her mom dropped her off. Her mom got out of the car, and she went inside and changed, came out, and they fixed the mailbox, and then she took off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And she's been in and out all day long. Haven't seen her kids. I have no idea what the hell is going on, but she has been home for like 10 minutes at a time.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned the kids. That was a kicker. So we haven't seen the kids in a while, like
Yeah,
going into the
no.
house. And this is the girl that I worked with, so that's why we kind of have like a little bit of a vested interest because we actually know the bitch and she lives across the street, renting from your buddy, who was
Yeah.
the person who owned the house before. So we're watching a little bit. Anyway, she was screaming at the cop, like, I don't want to lose my kids. I'm going to lose my kids. I don't want him to have them, meaning her ex, who we talked about on the show, was also arrested and fighting her father in the front yard and all sorts of weird shit.
Dude, I feel like we live in a trailer park.
I'm starting to think so now too, man. But she was screaming how he's on coke, he's a cokehead, to the cop to try to prevent. So if you're an alcoholic and you're getting handcuffed, you would think that you would at least want a blood relative, specifically the father that had the kids, if you're going to lose them. no, let's throw him under the bus too so the kids can go somewhere else. Who knows where they would go, grandparents, CPS, who knows? Because the mom was out there fighting with the husband that one day with the dad.
And then, right, so they take her away and we're both talking, you went to work and we were both just talking about it like all day long. Like, yeah. That's all we talked about. Like, we don't get entertainment here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. This is all we talked about all freaking day. And you happen to look her name up because you were waiting for the mugshot mm-hmm. to pop up. Oh, and lo and go. Behold, she was arrested in January.
For public intoxication, indecency, and causing a ruckus.
So, the picture, there's her mugshot, and then like 2 days later, there's another mugshot with like raccoon eyes, her face swollen, beat the fuck out of
her. Yeah, she had Vaseline and stitches on her face and...
That was all in January, and then 4 months later, here she is getting arrested again.
So I'm doing all the research, I'm texting you the pictures, and you're like, wait, did she get beat the fuck up in jail? Wait, I looked at the dates, and it was 2 days
it
after.
It was 2 days after. Do they do that? Do they take mugshots two days apart?
Like, she came in looking like this, and she went out looking like that?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, she was already in a mood because she went in there probably drunk and hyped up still from fighting and pissed off that she's in there. Probably started shit with a girl.
Yeah, because that was... the fuck out. What the hell? Public intoxication you got arrested for.
I mean, you got two charges for alcohol-related offenses. One of them being drunk driving, fleeing the scene of a crime. I mean, dude... maybe put the bottle down here, man, you know? And I understand, you know, everybody hits rock bottom. You gotta lift your... Rock bottom isn't a permanent place to live. You're supposed to... All right, hit rock bottom. Now let's turn this shit around.
Oh,
just keeps on doing it, man. The only thing you can hope for is that this is the final thing, I guess. Like, this is her rock bottom. Maybe her bottom is lower than others.
I've never had so much entertainment, though.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely great entertainment.
These people. Like, because they've never, like, knocked on our door...
Yeah. Shockingly,
listen, they've given me stuff to watch.
Yeah. Shockingly so. I mean, I remember when they first moved in, I was like, oh, I don't mind her moving in because she's cool as hell. And they never knocked on the door. So, like, all right, that's even better. Now they're the best neighbors we ever had because, A, they never bother us, and, B, they give us a fucking show every once in a while. That just gives us great content for the show. And we did take videos and posted them in our channel, too, so our lucky friends were able to see how funny this was and laugh with us. So that was our entertainment. What else did you do? Anything?
I didn't do anything, man.
You watched something, didn't you?
No.
No?
I looked at the preview for Baby Reindeer. That looks stupid.
I gave that one.
I didn't even try. I watched the preview and I'm like, oh, no, this is not for me.
Yeah.
So I didn't even bother. I know a lot of people are watching it right now, but like, no.
Well, I guess I'll get into my stuff here because I actually did stuff. I left the house. I've been at work and work's been okay. I mean, I don't really want to talk about it because I don't do anything. I fucking stand there and I try to run away from people. One thing that you thought was funny was yesterday, as a recording the show yesterday, was May the 4th. And, of course, every Star Wars idiot has to fucking tell you May the 4th be with you as if they're the one that fucking invented that fucking phrase and we're all hearing it for the first time. Oh, that's clever. No, everybody, and it's going to be May, that stupid Justin Timberlake shit. I hate the month of May because of those two fucking things alone. I used to like May, and now I hate it, and whatever. But, this fucking girl comes over to me, the one that I tell you about, the fucking, you know, super annoying.
Ovaries?
Yeah, that one. Comes over and talks about Star Wars I looked at the watch when she came over because I saw her coming my way, slowly walking from the opposite side of the store. Here we fucking go. I made the mistake of looking up, locked eyes, so I'm like, if I turn around and run, she's going to know I'm running away, so I got to fucking stand here and eat this shit. Looked at the watch to see what time it started. She came over, and what time it ended? 45 freaking minutes of talking about Star Wars without me saying a damn thing. Talking about all the movies, how great it was that they were allowed to wear a shirt with the Star Wars thing, and I'm like, oh, fucking A. So, I've been just trying to run away, but the good news is...
They were allowed to wear Star Wars shirts?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's like a little holiday. That's cool. They get to dress up.
I guess. I'm not a Star Wars fan. Very, very little. Very little. The originals are good.
And yeah, but
I
whoever like wants to wear their work uniform?
Yeah.
No one.
I don't.
You get a chance to wear something different? Hell yeah. I'll hop on that train. Yeah,
NFL season, I'm sure it'll be football shirts and all that bullshit. But
that's cool.
Yeah, other than that, I mean, I've just been trying to run away. But good news is that I have been applying to some work-from-home jobs, and it's looking really good right now for one in particular that I've been looking for a while. So that if, you know, I always say God has a plan, and you got to lose something to appreciate it, and I think this is a good thing coming up. So I'm really hoping for it. other than that, I've been pretty stressed out, man. There's some pretty horrible things going on, and I couldn't get a hold of my grandfather for like over a week. And I mentioned on the show that he's in hospice care and everything, and just a lot of crazy shit's been going on there. So I was really stressed out about that, and his phone was ringing, but I was leaving voicemails, and he wasn't calling back or anything. So like, what the fuck is going on? And finally, the phone rang today after I called him again and left another message, and I was able to touch base, and he dropped a few fucking nuggets on me here that I don't know, no one cares, so I'm not going to mention that on the show. But I was happy about that, and I was just kind of sitting at work, and I was just fucking bored as shit the other day, just standing around, just trying to run away from people, and I realized how fucking bored and lonely I was, and I was realizing that I'm not really watching anything anymore, so I decided to bring back a special contest. You remember before how I tried to do the BFF contest, and it failed miserably?
Yeah.
It's coming back. I'm bringing it back for one time only. I'm thinking about running this thing for a week. I need a new BFF. I'm so fucking lonely all the time at work, and you don't talk to me. I try to talk to you. You tell me to fuck off. You tell me you're cleaning. I'm like, you're not cleaning. You're lying, bitch.
Here's the thing.
What's that?
Nothing's happening.
I know. I call you, and we have like a 3-minute conversation.
Because
hey,
there's nothing going
on. I know.
Like, hey, what are you guys doing? Yeah. Well, I'm on the couch, and Jenna's in the room. Like, nothing is happening. Yeah. If something happens, I always text.
Yeah.
And like, so there's literally nothing. It sucks, but there's nothing to talk about. Nothing has changed. The walls are still blue. Yeah.
I know.
So it's not anything against you. It's just nothing is different.
Well, are you fucking bored? I stand there and I run away from these fucking
people. I'm fucking bored.
Yeah, I know. It's a fucking
boring
life.
I was so entertained yesterday with that stupid police drama. I'm like, oh my God.
I know.
This is a great day.
But there you go. Send an email and we'll fucking get this thing going here. And I will announce a winner. And you will actually end up being the loser if you win because you're stuck with me. So there you go.
Oh, God.
I have been watching some things, though. Oh, wait, before I even get into that, you know who I ran into at the freaking hibachi place over by my job?
Who?
They were having the World's Strongest Man Myrtle Beach competition.
Yeah.
The guy who was in it was fucking in there eating hibachi. He had a stupid shirt on. He had a couple people with him. And I'm like, oh, shit, you're the world's strongest guy. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, I weigh about 165. How far could you throw me? And he's like, probably through the parking lot. And that was pretty funny. So I just waited and just got my food and left. But I thought that was a pretty interesting run-in. But yeah, some things I've been watching. X-Men 97. The first episode was really good. And let's just leave it at that. I am not a fan of Japanese animation at all. And it looks Japanese. It looks like it has that Japanese animation style. And I don't know where it came from. They made some of them look like really weird. Like Magneto looks fucking super weird in that. Mojo's like anorexic now. I'm like, what the fuck did they do to some of these characters? And the voices, obviously, are a little off. And they brought back Morph, who fucking died in the original cartoon. So I'm thinking what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish season one and go back and watch the original one, maybe. They give me something to do. But I'm trying to figure that out here. What I'm going to do with that X-Men 97 show, if I want to keep it on my list or remove it from season two. Because I didn't know if I really liked it. It was okay. It was good to have one in the background. But it wasn't that great. But I'll tell you something that was fucking great. True Detective, I finished season 1, 2, and 3. Season 1 was really good. I would give that probably a 7 out of a 10 star rating. Season 2, I would give a 1 out of 10. It had a shitty cast. It was just really fucking boring. I didn't pay attention really much to season 2. It was just hard to follow. I didn't care. Season 3 was a fucking masterpiece. Absolute masterful storytelling. It was so good from beginning to end. It had everything you'd want in a mystery, and it was short. It was 8 episodes, so 8 hours worth of content. You could binge watch it in a day if you got the time. It was fucking good, man. I cannot stress how good this season was. The ending left a little bit to be desired, and it's one of those endings that makes you like think about stuff. But I mean, it's not me spoiling it. I mean, you could probably figure it out. Other people could probably figure it out. It's just everyone's going to get something different from it.
I don't like that.
No, it was fucking brilliant. It was such a good fucking show. The ending doesn't take away anything. That's how good the show was. Season 3. They're all standalone. You can hop in and watch season 3. I tell everyone, watch season 3, man. Our pal Missy in the chat mentioned earlier that they were up to season 4, and that's exactly where I'm at right now, season 4. So we can compare notes on that one. But season three was fucking brilliant, man. Go back and... you said you watched the first couple episodes of one, right?
Yeah.
Skip it. Go right to three. It's a whole different season. It has nothing to do with the other seasons. It is so good. I was into it big time from beginning to end. There was like a boy and a girl go missing in the beginning, and these two cops are trying to solve the case. That's all I'm going to tell you. Fucking watch it. It has... everything. It's even spooky. Like, I found myself getting, like, goosebumps in certain parts. Like, holy shit, what's about to happen? Trust me. If there's anything you guys have ever liked that I mentioned, definitely check this one out, because it was worth it. Other than that, haven't been doing much, man. I tried a face-changing app to see how I would look as an old person since I don't age, and it was due to True Detective, because they do certain things where, like, you can see the person young and then older from different seasons and whatnot. And they did that a lot in season two, which I fucking, whatever. But I'm like, what would I look like as an old person, right? And I fucking downloaded this app, and I took a selfie picture with the app, and I said, age me. I hit the button, and I looked the exact fucking same. It said, you don't age, motherfucker.
Okay.
And the app said, we cannot process this. We can't imagine what this guy, we can do anything, but we can't do that. We can't make him look old, so.
You're an idiot.
I thought you would enjoy that one. Because so I look the exact same. But you want to hop into some topics here? I know a lot of people have been waiting to hear what Sherry has to tell you, and boy, did Sherry deliver today.
Well, I think
today.
People are really wondering
what's that?
Why this is a regular episode, because we haven't really said anything about that.
Well, then fucking go. You're the boss. You're supposed to be the one that does this shit.
This is posting Monday morning, right?
I'm just an idiot that fucking talks.
Oh, my God. So this is posting Monday morning. We're still doing the live show Monday night.
Oh, I can't wait.
So you can still hop into the live show.
Mm-hmm.
What time are we doing that? 6 o'clock, right?
We're doing it at 6 o'clock Eastern time tonight, baby.
So as people are listening to this, we are in a fucking hot-ass car in the middle of the parking lot.
Yeah.
While our daughter is testing.
She's testing right now. That's why we're recording the Monday show today. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to record the live podcast, and then we're going to put that one for people that missed it on Wednesday show.
Right, so that's what we're doing. So you're listening to Monday show. We will do a live show tonight at 6 o'clock on Podbean, mm-hmm. and post the live show on Wednesday, and then Friday will be a regular episode.
Absolutely. See? I am excited.
You got to let people know. They're probably like, why the fuck are they talking? I thought it was supposed to be live.
You're the boss. They're waiting for you to fucking give the announcement. Not my fault. All right, so let's hop it on here with something hot here. Sherry fucking wants you to know some stuff, man. She wants you to know that it's not the ghosts in the house that's scaring you. It's the monsters under your bed, like they scared this toddler who thought she had monsters in her room.
Yeah, I saw that.
Instead, you know what it was?
Bees.
65,000 bees in her motherfucking wall, man.
How did her parents not hear that?
It could just be like, oh, you hear that noise in the wall? I don't know. Oh,
like,
the house is old.
65,000 bees buzzing.
Mm-hmm.
The parents go in, have to, like, I'm in the kids' rooms all the damn time. You don't hear a buzzing sound or anything?
Maybe they're quiet.
Or when the kid is like freaking out at night and you don't, she says, do you hear that? You don't sit in there for a minute and listen?
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
That could be extremely deadly. Imagine if this kid is playing in the room and they fucking hole in the wall.
Start coming through
the vent. All of a sudden they come through the wall and they fucking start killing because she disturbed them. All of a sudden they're in this dark area inside the wall, like a baseball fucking hits it. There's a hole. Instantly there's light. They're going to come to it, right?
Yeah.
Come to the light. All right. So a 3-year-old sailor class of Charlotte, North Carolina, Queen City, there you go, began complaining of monsters in her bedroom. Her parents chalked it up to an act of imagination in a recent viewing of Monsters, Inc. We even gave her a bottle of water and said it was monster spray so that she could spray away any of the monsters at night, said Ashley Class, her mom, and a home designer. But what Sailor was convinced was a home designer. She fucked up this one, didn't she? But what Sailor was convinced was a monster turned out to be something smaller in size, but much bigger in numbers. It started when the family began to see swarms of bees near the attic and noticed they were traveling toward the floorboards above her bedroom. A call to a pest control company brought beekeeper Curtis Collins to the class's 100-year-old farmhouse. Using a thermal camera, he found bees in a hive that measured from the floor to the ceiling and the walls of Sailor's room.
Fuck that.
Before it was over, he removed 55,000 to 65,000 bees from the wall of the home. How could he be so fucking wrong? Between 55 and 65,000, that's a hell of an estimate. It's probably like 35,000. They just can't.
Well, there's no way they're counting them anyway.
No way. Would he? One, two, three. Get the fuck out of here. Maybe they put them in like a thing and like weigh it or something and be like, yeah, the average bee weighs this and divide it or do some fucking stuff. Who knows? I knew they were there. It's just a matter of when they were making their hive and where, said Collins, who has been doing beehive removals in homes for 6 years. With a 100-year-old farmhouse, we found any little thing that can happen, but this was beyond her expectations. She shared a TikTok and yet out stop video about the discovery, said the beehive looked almost like a man in the wall by the shape of it. They probably killed someone inside that, I don't know. What else could, why were they in the shape of a man inside the fucking wall? It's crazy. The hive took up the entire wall space. The damage from the honeybees will cost $20,000, which is not covered by insurance. But if they were smart, they'd say, we'll sell you these fucking bees to make your honey because people get off on these fucking things. Wildlife
$20,000 worth of damage.
Technically, they're their property. They're inside their fucking house. But yeah, I got some bees for sale. There you go.
God.
That's a lot of fucking damage, man. So now, whenever you hear something, because sometimes we will hear a sound. You going to go check it out next time? You want to go... get our flashlights, go up in the attic and look around like assholes?
You can.
I'll do it.
I'm not going up there.
I've never been in that fucking attic before. I think I looked in it once.
I'm not going up there. I'm not doing it.
I was hoping that the former owners, like, fucking died in the house and they left their treasure chest up in the attic and no one bothered to look. That's why I went up there. I was like, man, please. Please. All right, so Sherry also wanted me to let you know that there's a weird emotional support animal, weirder than your fucking cats. It's Wally the emotional support alligator pled to bring my baby back in a tearful TikTok video.
God.
I mean, an alligator, even though they're little, they can kill somebody, man. They've got jaws and sharp ass teeth, and they can still do the gnarly gator rolls.
It's getting ridiculous.
Extremely.
That's not a service animal.
They just want to be more ridiculous and get this article.
An emu, not a service animal. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't, like, let's not be ridiculous. This is stupid. Yeah. Your support animal, whatever the fuck they're called. No.
Yeah.
It's a freaking dog. I can understand a cat. Possibly a bunny.
Because
you could keep it in a cage. But you don't need a freaking goldfish. You don't need to bring a freaking zebra on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just stop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's been 11 days since Joy Henney saw his pet, an emotional support alligator named Wally. Henney from Philadelphia was visiting friends in Brunswick when Wally vanished. Henney took to social media, pleading for help to find his pet and friend. I'm Wally Gator's dad, he said in the video. No, you're not. You stupid fucking idiot. You're just an idiot that just kidnapped the poor fucking animal that needs to be somewhere else.
That could freaking eat you. How is that allowed?
I vote he should get this thing back and let it sleep in bed with him.
Oh, goodness. I mean, it's not even okay for the animal.
Yeah, it's not. They're not supposed to be in a fucking house, man. We need all the help we can get to bring my baby back. Please, we need your help. As we reported on Tuesday, the Georgia Department of Natural Resources said it was dispatched to Brunswick the same day Wally disappeared for reports of a nuisance alligator. Henney told DNR that Wally was stolen with the intent of dropping him off in a resident's yard to terrorize them. A trapper was called out and trapped a gator. The gator was reportedly released in a remote area. It's unclear if it was Wally. He's no longer here, but we know he's nearby. So Henney posted another TikTok giving a tour of the enclosure the gator is being kept in. Henney said he's offering a reward for Wally's safe return. No questions asked. He's also started a GoFundMe account to cover travel costs, advising costs, and possible legal and veterinary costs.
Out of here.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't get it back.
This is
someone released it somewhere.
Yeah.
Good for them. You don't need a freaking support alligator.
Do you think that alligator gives a shit about this guy?
No.
No, he's a fucking idiot, man. And I know there's some bleeding heart asshole out there. Oh, is this fucking support animal? No, it's not. This guy's an idiot, man. He's just a straight up
idiot.
That's
attention.
It needs to go. That animal needs to be somewhere else. And if you think it needs to be with this guy, then you're a fucking moron. Because this thing needs to be with its own
kind.
How
is it supporting?
People,
like, I don't understand.
Species, whatever the fuck you want to call it. What's that?
Like, how is it supporting him?
I don't know.
Getting support from a freaking alligator? Because you're staring at it?
I don't understand. People just feel the need to be different. Oh, I have the most... this is my conversation piece. It's a fucking accessory at that point. That's all it is. It's not something you care about. It's a fucking accessory. Such bullshit, man.
Well, a handcuffed 73-year-old man somehow was able to forcibly throw a cheeseburger at a cop, leading to the suspect's arrest on a felony battery charge. Police responded Wednesday night to a Wawa convenience store in Fort Pierce, Florida, in reference to a subject being present who was previously trespassed. Since the trespass was still active, police arrested Joseph Delancey and placed him in handcuffs. During the detainment of Joseph, he was holding half of a cheeseburger, an officer reported. After being provided demands to drop said burger, he refused to do so, according to an arrest report. At least there's no allegedly.
Oh my god, I'm so sick of that fucking word, yeah.
After she allegedly got arrested yesterday.
We saw that. She allegedly
ran the freaking mailbox over.
Allegedly ran the mailbox over, we can say, because we didn't see that. But we did see her get arrested.
After the handcuffs were placed onto him, Joseph forcibly threw the burger into my right leg, a cop added. The cheeseburger struck the patrolman, leaving behind burger residue on the thigh of the lawman, who survived the attack.
Mm.
So he wasn't killed by the thrown cheeseburger.
Oh, my fucking goodness. I would have gotten killed by it if they had a fucking bun on it.
Like, why did they have to put that in the report? Leaving behind burger residue on the thigh.
Fucking like, what, he has some mustard on his fucking knee? What the fuck with this shit, man?
DeLancey was charged with trespassing, a misdemeanor, and battery on a law enforcement officer, which is a felony. He is locked up in lieu of $10,000 bond on the higher count. DeLancey has a lengthy rap sheet that includes convictions for attempted murder, fraud, and aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. He was arrested in 2022 for allegedly attempting to strike a cop with a metal pole.
Hmm.
So.
And it sounds like our pal across the street, just another one racking him up. Might as well hook those two together like the keymaster and the gatekeeper. Are you the keymaster?
God, man.
Oh, my fucking lord, man. There you go. People are just, I don't know, man. And you know what? I got one that's even worse for you here. She's Pure Evil is the title of this one. Nurse gets life in prison after admitting she intentionally gave patients excess insulin. I mean, I understand when, like, you're like, man, I wish these customers would go the fuck away when you're in retail, but then you cash them out as fast as you can and they go. This woman really wanted to cash them out and fucking get rid of these customers. A former nurse who killed at least three patients and tried to kill more than a dozen at nursing facilities across Pennsylvania has been sentenced to life in prison. But the family of one of her victims said her real justice is yet to come. Man, she hasn't died yet. When that happens, that's when she gets punished. So her name is Heather Presdy. She pled guilty to 3 counts of first-degree murder and 19 counts of criminal attempt to commit murder. She's 41 years old and pled guilty to avoid a death penalty. As part of the plea agreement, a Butler County judge sentenced Presdy to 3 consecutive life sentences.
Damn.
For the 3 counts of murder plus 380 to 760 years of consecutive incarceration for the 19 counts of criminal attempt to commit murder.
Can we just say she got life in prison? She will never see the...
Yeah, never.
Outside of the prison walls. Just say that. Why 3 consecutive life sentences plus the an additional 30 years? And then, yeah. I know, but it's just like...
feels like they got their justice.
Just roll it all together. Yeah. Okay, she will never see the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
So, Presley intentionally gave lethal and potentially lethal doses of insulin to patients at 5 care facilities. In Allegheny, Armstrong, Butler, and Westmoreland counties between 2020 and 2023... Some of the patients didn't even need insulin. So how come this wasn't shown in toxicology? Like, how come these people are dying of insulin under her care at this place, that place, and everywhere she goes?
Well, if it's multiple different places. Multiple places, they might not...
On the paperwork, though, it'll show who was in care of or something. Won't they show stuff like
that? Well, that one Dr. Death, that season one, man, that dude was just hopping from place to place. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't... Like, it takes a while before you... It all comes together and you catch up with it.
That's fucking wild, man. But I guess the victim's relatives were giving impact statements in court and how hurt they were. And it's pretty depressing. I'm not going to read them because it is very sad. But she did admit the harming with the intent to kill the 19 patients ages 43 to 104. 43? Just trying to... I mean, young enough to still have some sort of a life left, right? She would often administer insulin during the low-staff night shift hours or working the medicine cart at the facilities. She often took steps to ensure her victims would expire prior to shift change so they wouldn't be sent to the hospital where her scheme could be discovered through medical testing such as C-peptide test. They were calling her Pure Evil. They're saying she'll get her justice when she meets her maker, which is true, but why the fuck would you do this?
Yeah, I don't know.
What would be the point of killing these patients? I mean, if you don't like your job, then quit it. What did these people ever do to you? You just don't like people at that point. And it's just a whole level of fucking evil to kill people that have nothing to do with you. You don't know them, you know?
Yeah.
To me, that's just another level. If you kill random people that have no connection to you or anybody else, did nothing wrong to you, and you kill that person, it's just, there's something worse in that, in my opinion, as opposed to like, oh, this guy did me wrong and he stole money from me, I'm going to kill him. Obviously, yeah. Murder is murder, and they're both equally wrong, but it's just something that's, when it's malicious like this, helpless people, you're just taking them out. They're probably, half of them are probably dying anyway if they're under your special care, right? Why do you have to do this shit? Why do people have to do this shit? A teen pizza delivery driver was shot at 7 times after parking in a wrong driveway.
I saw that, too.
Yeah. Would you ever have been a delivery person? Huh? Would you ever have done this job, delivery?
No.
Me neither.
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
So they park in the wrong driveway. Why do you have to immediately go for your gun? Just be like, hey man, wrong driveway. Like, what are you doing here?
Maybe
mistake
they had a...
made. You know, like, why do people just immediately open their door and start shooting?
It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, if someone pulled up in our driveway, we'd be pissed, but I'm not going to grab the gun and start shooting at them.
No, I would be like, what the hell are you doing?
Unless a bunch of people got out the car and they were pulling shit out too, then I'm shooting at these motherfuckers. But yeah, yeah, if you're just a fucking car that pulls up randomly, you don't know. They could have gotten the wrong
Especially,
house.
Especially, it's got to be labeled.
Yeah, exactly.
Pizza place.
Well, maybe not. A lot of times they'll use their own cars. I mean, I remember sometimes, like, the local one, the pizza joint, whenever they would deliver pizza here, when we used to order from them, it would always be in just a regular car, whoever the employee was. It would just be an unmarked car, because they weren't a big chain like a Domino's or anything. But this is really sinister. And you think of all the poor DoorDash drivers and those idiots that I can't stand. I mean, they're still doing a job, but not all of them are bad. But this could happen to anybody. And it's worse when it's a teenager. This kid was he's a teenager who parked in the wrong driveway of a Middle Tennessee home. He's recovering from a scare after police had a homeowner shot at him multiple times. The shooting took place Monday night in the residential street in Ashland City. Now, how come... Let me just ask you a quick question that bothers me here. He says a teenager is recovering from a scare after police had a homeowner shot at him multiple times. They should have said allegedly there, right? You think allegedly should have been there. A homeowner allegedly shot at him multiple times, because we don't know. There wasn't a picture of this. There wasn't fucking proof, a video. It's just one kid telling a cop. He could be making it up to get the day off of work the next day for trauma. We don't know. So that would be allegedly, right?
I don't know, because he is delivering a pizza to the wrong house.
Yeah, but I don't know. So anyway, I'm just trying to fucking figure out that allegedly word. According to a criminal complaint obtained by USA Today, Ashland City Police Department officers responded to a home for a report of a teenage Domino's pizza driver who had been shot at least 7 times.
Those are labeled,
yeah.
Those are labeled. They put this stupid light on top of their car. Yeah. I know that they're regular cars, but they do have that
they
light.
Have it.
And the magnet on
And
the
he got
door.
The big-ass bag when he got out the car.
Yeah.
Arriving officers located the shooting suspect, who told them he and his wife saw a truck parked in her driveway on the Ring camera and thought someone was breaking into his truck. The suspect said he got his 9mm handgun, went outside, and began shooting at the truck to try to disable it. Shooting at a car is not going to disable it unless you know exactly where the fuck you're shooting. This idiot probably thought he was John fucking Wayne. Probably closed his eyes and cried like a bitch and pissed his pants and shit himself while he fired the first couple shots.
So he was trying to shoot the truck 7 times?
No, I disabled my own car that they're trying to steal from. Because he thought they were stealing his truck, so he fired at the truck to disable
it. Right, I know, but that's the stupidest freaking thing.
No, it's stupid fucking... There's a lot of holes in this story, like there's a lot of holes in that truck now.
Yeah.
Police said they received 7 shell casings from the scene. The victim told police he was delivering a pizza and thought he parked in the correct driveway, and after he dropped the order off, he saw a man running at him and shooting at him. 3 bullets struck the victim's truck, and the shooting was captured on Ring camera. Okay, so now it's not allegedly. Nothing close to what I thought would happen on delivery, I'll say that, the victim, an 18-year-old high school student, told WTVF-TV. I was literally about to get killed right there, so it's attempted murder, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. The victim said most of the houses in the street are only a few feet from each other and told the outlet he accidentally parked just next door to the correct home where someone ordered the food. The person next door probably saw it, heard the shooting, and saw the driver take off and was like, dude, pizza? Bro, I paid on the app. USA Today still has to reach out to Domino's. Like, what the fuck is Domino's going to say? We were doing our job and some idiot shot. There's your fucking statement. What are we supposed to do? Do we have to take better precautions to make sure our employees are safer? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, that's the only thing they can say.
Well, but what are they supposed to do? Now they have to wear bulletproof vests because y'all motherfuckers are crazy out there.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. This guy was booked into jail on Monday next to our neighbor and released the following day on a $50,000 bond. Set to appear in court for his first appearance on June 12th. So he's got some time to sit and stew and think about what he's done, that bad boy. Bad fucking boy. How mad do you get when someone parks in the driveway?
Are you trying to be funny?
No, everyone knows by now you flip the fuck out.
Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it, there won't be a problem.
Yeah,
I agree. I won't shoot you, but I will lose my shit.
Yeah.
All right, so a 20-year-old man is behind bars, charged with launching a fried chicken at his sister during a domestic clash in the Florida residence they share. So that's what I have. I have Florida people throwing food is what I have today.
Good, bring it on.
According to investigators, the poultry pelting occurred Sunday afternoon in the Clearwater home of Kanye Medley and his sibling. During a verbal altercation, Medley grabbed a bag of Church's chicken from his sister and began throwing pieces of chicken at her. One piece of fried chicken hit the victim in the back and left debris of food on her shoulders.
Yeah.
It's so aggravating to me. No one cleans up after this.
This is food, man.
Just change
food.
A shirt, and then when the cops show up, show them, look, this is my dirty shirt. This is where he hit me. I just didn't feel like wearing a dirty shirt anymore.
But I guess if you don't have the dirty shirt on and you put a clean one on, it turns into allegedly, right? Isn't that how this works?
Oh, okay.
It turns into allegedly,
right,
so you gotta leave it on.
Sit there and stay dirty. Yeah. I just don't like it. After being read his rights, Medley reportedly admitted throwing two pieces of chicken, one of which hit her. As for the motive for the chicken winging, Medley stated he did this because he hadn't eaten and didn't want the piece of chicken the victim offered him, so he became upset. Mm. She offered the wrong piece.
What was it, like the dark meat, the white meat you didn't want? I mean, what the fuck, dude? The people are just unhinged over the dumbest shit.
And it's his sister.
Yeah.
So stupid. So despite that hangry defense, Medley was arrested for domestic battery, a misdemeanor, and booked into the county jail. The 230-pound Medley was arrested earlier this year for allegedly biting and strangling his sister and slamming a door on her arm and striking her with a piece of wooden decor.
Mm-mm-mm.
Dude, if I was his sister, I wouldn't even be around him.
Yeah.
The state attorney subsequently declined to pursue felony and misdemeanor counts after Medley's sister declared that she didn't wish to see her brother prosecuted. So they didn't prosecute him. Mm-hmm. And that he... Well, I mean, it's just chicken, so it's not like she got hurt. But then he comes home and just hits her with chicken.
Oh, my fucking goodness, man. I mean, if you don't like the food, just don't fucking eat it. I don't get it, man. But, oh, there was a bonus topic that was sent in today. And it was about this guy, and there was no article about it. It was a TikTok video that I didn't watch, but I read the little description. And apparently this guy had a tattoo, a do not resuscitate tattoo on him. Uh-huh. He was out, and they resuscitated him. And now he's suing the EMT that resuscitated him because he had the DNR tattoo on there. And that was sent then because I mentioned...
You can't do that.
How I put that in my notes, like, do not resuscitate
but
me,
I
please
think,
let me go, when I put in my medical ID.
I think you have to sign the paper.
I'll fucking... I mean, that should be enough. My face on my phone with my lock code in my face, that should be enough. This is to let this motherfucker go.
I guess, but like, he could have gotten that tattoo as a joke.
True, but I mean, it's
or
on you.
Or a bet, or whatever. Like, I see why, like, I don't think he's gonna win.
Well, maybe the guy didn't see the tattoo. I mean, the guy was a dark-skinned gentleman, so I mean,
the tattoo? Was it on his face? Like, was it on, like...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch TikTok. If someone sends me a TikTok video, I'll fucking look at it and be like, damn, I'm not gonna do it. Because, I mean, half the time it don't even load for me. I tried a few times, and it just goes to, like, sorry, can't load this page, so I just gave it the fuck up. I don't care. Hmm. But I wanted to bring that one up, because that was sent in. I don't want to forget there that stuff was sent in. Last one I got here for you, because I didn't want to leave on anybody getting murdered here. Britney Spears and the paramedics had a nice meeting with the police. They were called to her hotel because guests feared her having a mental breakdown. And boy, oh boy, is this woman collapsing right before our very eyes, like we all knew was going to happen. But for some reason, free Britney, you guys got what you wanted, and now your hero is doing shit like this.
It was a good documentary, though.
I mean, at least you gave me something to fucking watch. So she got into a huge fight with her boyfriend on Wednesday night, and she ended up out of control, crying, possibly cut, and almost driven away in an ambulance.
Did you see her foot?
Yeah, it's bad. And she was looking like our neighbor. She had little booty shorts on and cuts on her foot, and like she had pillows covering her top. I didn't know she was wearing a top and a blanket wrapped around her. Not the Britney Spears I remember. And in the pictures, she ain't looking too good either, man. Something's going on with her. So Britney got to the Chateau Marmont, which she was told to stop hanging out at because she's spending all that damn money. Late Wednesday night with her boyfriend, Paul Solis, who the fuck knows who this, where did she, what gas station did she pick this guy up at? There was some sort of disturbance and someone called police, claiming a woman matching Britney's description was harassing and threatening employees and guests. Officers showed up at 10:30 p.m., but they saw no signs of trouble and left. We're told Brittany and Paul retreated to a hotel room around 11 when they continued partying and drinking. They were in the room, they ended up getting into a huge altercation that we're told turned physical, and Brittany may have hurt her leg. We're told Brittany was screaming out of control in the hallway of her suite, and several guests thought she was having a mental breakdown. Well, we're told the call to paramedics was for a possible injured person. Sources told the hotel they feared it was a nervous breakdown. Police and paramedics arrived at 12:40 a.m., and they made contact with the hit-me-one-more-time Pop-Tart, who was walking out of the hotel with a pillow and blanket wrapped around her. She had clearly been crying. She did not get into the ambulance and ended up leaving with her security and without Paul, who had to get his green card to go back to his fucking country because, there you go, man, Britney Spears is done with this Paul guy who I never fucking heard of until this article.
Yeah, I didn't even know she was dating anybody.
What is she? Did you ever like Britney Spears? Were you into her music at all?
I liked a couple of her songs, but I, like, whatever.
Yeah. Not a big fan, though.
No, no. Like, I was older. I wasn't listening to that
type
of music at that point.
I was like every other teenage guy when she came out. I was like, oh, she's fucking cute, you know? Other than that, I wasn't, like, the biggest fan of her stuff. She had some good songs.
She definitely had some good songs. Yeah, I just wasn't, like, I don't know.
She was an amazing dancer. I always liked her for her dancing, and her, she always fucking put on a show, too. Whenever you saw, like, a live performance at the award shows and back when we used to watch them when we were fucking teens, she was always fucking killing it, man, crushing it. It was always her for the moves, Christina for the singing, Christina Aguilera. She had a fucking voice on her, man.
I didn't like her at all.
Yeah. You didn't like Christina Aguilera?
No.
What was wrong with her?
I didn't like any of her music.
Well, she had a couple good ones. You like Genie in the Bottle?
There's one song. That is the fucking one song. What else has she sung?
What a Girl Wants was one of her hits. Dirty, where she was that stupid stripper persona of hers.
Never Xtina. Even heard of that one.
Xtina, remember she was like nasty. She was like, oh, she's not a good girl anymore, and she was fucking wearing like leather and red, and her fucking eye makeup was all stupid and shit.
No, pass.
Yeah, she looked like one of the members of the Legion of Doom. She was looking fucking dumb as shit. But there you go, man. Britney Spears is a fucking train wreck. How long do you think before something seriously happens to her?
Less than a year.
Ooh, boy, you're escalating that one. I'm saying 2 years. I'll go two. You say one, I say two. Because it's going to all come crashing down, and it's going to hurt inside. She's going to have to be a man. She can't let it slide. Britney's a real American. I don't know why the fuck that song popped in my head right now.
Oh my God.
I think it's because the edible is really sinking in, which means it's going to be a good night for me and a horrible night for you. Because I'm going to turn into an asshole.
There you go.
And for some reason, this is your favorite segment of the show, and I have no idea why you love this one so much.
Because it's the last one.
It's the last one, and you know what? This is a short one for you because I know we're both going to be worn out. We're recording a little bit later today. We got shit to do tomorrow. It's just going to be a rough fucking day tomorrow. It's going to be bad a couple of days. My days off have sucked, haven't they?
Well, you had last week, didn't you?
I don't know. Did I?
I gave you last week.
You gave me last
okay,
week.
Okay, that's right all I can do.
Shit. Yeah, I know. It's awful. But I do have my fingers crossed this week we're going to get some good news. I have a feeling, man. I have faith. And that's something I haven't had in many years. And I found it a couple of years ago. And it's a good thing. It's been doing me well. It's been doing us well. We're doing okay here. So this person wants to know why the hell you love this segment so much. Because I can't figure it out. Maybe you can just tell us.
I just said it's the last one.
There you go. I told you I was high. You know what? I just had a Mitch McConnell reset moment. Now, this person wants to know, am I the asshole for holding my ex-husband's hand at our son's funeral?
No.
Man, yeah. That's a... It's a touchy one, I guess. It depends on the situation. Maybe something was done.
She must be married or she's there with someone else.
Recently, my ex-husband, 35, and I, 33, experienced a devastating loss of our son. In the midst of our grief, we found comfort in each other's presence and shared memories. During the funeral service, I reached out and held my ex-husband's hand for support, which seemed natural given the circumstances.
Yeah, because you're bonded.
Yeah.
You were bonded by that child.
You both shared the joy of bringing it into the world and the grief of bringing it or sending it back.
Yeah. Like, come on.
However, his current wife said it's inappropriate to show affection towards an ex-spouse. While I understand her perspective, it felt like a moment of shared grief. Am I the asshole for holding my ex-husband's hand after losing our son? All right, I'm just going to pass it off to you. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, I don't think
so.
Yeah? I don't think so. No.
Yeah. Well, when something like this comes up, I feel like we have to do our due diligence here and put ourselves in this position. So let's say if the shoe was on the other foot, and like something happened with us, and
you know, I understand why the wife is pissed off.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the two of them are going through something.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. So I don't think she's an asshole.
But the way we are, if in some parallel universe, you know, that ever happened, and we were both at, we both had different people with us, we wouldn't console each other. We would say something, but I don't think we would sit there and hold hands during it. I don't think so. We would have respect for the people we're with. You would think, right? To not do that, this is the kind of people we are. I hope it thinks so.
I don't know. You just lost a kid.
I know.
That's something different.
I can't even scenario this because I don't want to.
I don't like it.
I refuse to.
Yeah. I don't think she's an asshole.
And I don't think she's an asshole either. I'm not going to.
It was one moment.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're like making out or anything. They lost a kid.
Yeah.
And it was one shared moment. Mm-hmm. And they will probably, now that the kid is gone, will probably never talk again.
Yeah. They'll probably never talk again. I don't know. For some reason, I was thinking we could have gotten more out of that one, but it's one of those things where like, you can't put, because you don't want to put yourself in that position, you know? And I always try to think about the other side of it. But I don't know, man. It's just one of those fucked up ones, I guess. But pretty easy one there to end the show out on. But before we finish the show, we are doing a live show. And you said it's going to be tonight at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, right?
Yeah.
And they can go to podbean.com, hit the little subscribe button on the Voices of Misery so they get notified on their app when it comes through. And they can just click the button and come right into the fun chat and have good time with us, and we'll be doing a lot more asshole stories. That's what we're going to be doing, and we're going to load the show up from top to bottom with some asshole stories, have some fun in the chat like we always do, and pretty much enjoy ourselves there.
And you'll be high.
I'll be very, very high, and you'll be yourself.
Yep. With bells on.
With bells on and booze in your belly, that is what you're going to be doing. Are you dreading tomorrow as much as I am?
Yeah.
It's going to be a freaking nightmare, man. This place is how far away? It's like an hour away or so?
35 minutes.
35 minutes away. Absolutely ridiculous. And we got to sit in a hot car with each other, trying to figure out what the hell we're going to be doing. Not talking, because we don't talk to each other unless there's a microphone in the middle of the table. But until then, would you be doing anything else?
No, I don't think so, because it's late now. So.
Yeah, it's late. We're just going
to
hang out.
We're going to be going to bed. And
yeah. As soon as we hit break, we're going to fucking separate.
Yeah.
And there you go. Tell me how
you find us. Find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms and Voice of Misery Podcast at gmail.com.